Okay.
Because of the unbelievable turnout, maybe I'll start backwards today. I'm going to start from the halachas of the karka. Okay? How about that?
Why?
Not kuhumam, because kuhumam is more complicated, so I'm scared, and people are going to come in the middle, and I have to start over again. So therefore, we want to start from the halachas of karka. What's considered? Huh?
Sure, we don't want to start over again. Like,
you know the Gemara? You laughed at it recently? It's true. Mm-hmm. Now you, the Talmidim, you can laugh at that. Anyways, let's see the... Bicker what we're doing over here is Simen Shin Aleph, okay? In Simen Shin Aleph, it discusses the title of the Simen is Din HaShemrim B'Avodim Karkois Hefdeishois V'Shalanim. That's the title of the Simen. And... in this Simen, it discusses Peturei Shmir. Now, we've been doing until now is Reish Tadi Aleph. The Peturei Tadi Aleph talks about the basic Chiyuvim and Chiyuvei Shmir that a Shemer has. And Shin Aleph, and then in between is all the time in Nidan Shemir, Shemir also. And Shin Aleph discusses that even though there are times that a Shemer is Chayiv to watch the Chayivets, but not only is he chayav to watch the chayfis, but he's chayav if something happens. So the chayfis, under the circumstances that shemer is going to be chayav in, shemer chinam, b'pshia, shemer sachar, gileva aveda, shayel, even in ma'isen. But l'maisa, there are places where you're going to be potter. That's avodim karkois and hekdeshes. Avodim, and then firzois vaniyim, where this word the sugi we're learning now. So we learned this from Klal Pratim Klal, kiti nishar reyu, kesev okeil, lishmar, Klal Pratim Klal, to yirmai, davar metalto gufei mamash. So the Gemara tells us that because of that, all these things are mismayed. So we saw last week already. We saw last week the sugya of avodim. This week I want to discuss. I'll start first with the sugya of karka, and then I'm going to move on to a little backwards from what we did in the kavura. Okay, so it says like this. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch over here is Hamaisi l'chaver lishmar davar mechub l'karka. Someone who gives to his friend davar mechub l'karka dina k'karka feel anovim omedes libatzer. Even if it's anovim omedes libatzer, still it's considered like it's mechub l'karka. So there's a din over here.
Why is that?
That what?
It's only libatzer, so
it's not metatel. Here's a different part. There's steers in the mechaber. It's a very complicated sugya. When we pass on your mayor, when we pass on chachamim, the gavin did of anovim omedes libatzer. All the gedolei achrayim, the sma, the shach, all them. They try to be mevayim miyashim all the cases. But here, the Shulchan Aruch, for whatever reason, paskins that anovim omedes libatzer specifically. Okay, there's a very, very interesting. The first shaila that I wanted to deal with really is that this is a double caution that if anything happens to the karka, you're potter, right? That's klor. That's the din for skumta rois from this halacha. That if something happens to the karka that you are a shemer on, so you are going to be potter. And that's where the big halacha comes in about rental apartments. Rental apartments, kibshutai, according to Dina de Gemara, by rental apartment, every seicher is chayvan pshia gineva aveda. So let's say you rent an apartment and you're a pesheya or something, gneva aveda happened on the chilk of whatever on the apartment. If it happened on mechuba l'karka, you could be potter, right?
I mean, what happened? Covered what?
Yeah, you scratch a thing, you write a tile breaks, these types of things, the dogma, just a small dogma about what things can happen, varma karka, you're going to be potter.
I can just appeal the wall.
Right, exactly. These types of things. If you're mazik biyadayim, then you won't have a. You have to make sure, right? This is really the first step. The first step is try to be mavar how it happened. If the reason why it happens because you're mazik biyadayim, you're carrying, you're a weightlifter, you drop the weights on the floor, the tile cracked, so then you're mazik biyadayim. Mazik biyadayim, what the shetam b'shoimer? You're going to be a mazik biyadayim chayiv even on hesed karka, we say. But if the vart is that pshia happened, let's say your kids do something and you were supposed to keep a better eye on your kids, or something happened to Bivshia, or something happened to Gneva Aveda, whatever, however shagging the adult is shagging Gneva Aveda so much by Karka. Obviously, Gneva is not shagging by Karka. So then the halacha is that you're going to be putter.
Many times
the contract rate. Oh, so before you say, well, I'm telling you, Meikar Hadin. Meikar Hadin, that's what the halacha is. See, there's a very interesting Kesef Kachim, though. The Kesef Kachim over here says that if you're Secher Bayis Al Shana, let's say you rent a house for a year. And I don't know how much this happens nowadays, and the guy leaves the house for 3 months. And he goes, his wife's having a baby, so he packs out to America when his wife is in the 8th month. It's not coming back until at least the month after she has the baby. So basically the house is going to be empty for about 3 months. So the master is not master, the house should be empty for 3 months. Why? The reason why is the marble mitzvah. So the Kesef Kachim says, why would a person want that? Based on this for Yosef. Right, there's two reasons why a person doesn't want his house empty. Based on mitzvah yasa, which means when someone's living in the house, so he makes sure to upkeep the house in the proper way. Anything happens to it, he makes sure to, like if a pipe breaks, he'll make sure to fix it. If no one's there, the pipe breaks, you know, it can be a terrible thing. But also, he makes sure that everything's in order. That's based on mitzvah yasa. Besides the hishayi pushar, which is the demons come in when there's all living in the house. I'm not sure how much that's again nowadays. Oh, so he says that he adds in Lishram Migandi Maharsa. And also, and this is true even nowadays, a vacant apartment is Pirtzakar Liganov. A vacant apartment, you know, the Ganov knows, a good Ganov will know the simen of a vacant apartment. He'll know the mail starts piling up, the lights are off. There's different simon, and the trist stays in the same place.
Does that hit when those bomb missiles, whatever, the people left Ashdod and the hell, who ran away, who didn't run away? They checked the water meter.
Really?
Check the water.
Because otherwise it's hard because people put lights on clocks and get someone else to take the mail. They can work things out with that. They check. Yeah, I didn't know they do that. Mamash. That's okay. So.
So
I say, no,
what?
Yeah. Okay, so the the Balvira Bekitzer doesn't want the tenant. The Balvira Bekitzer doesn't want the tenant to leave the house. Yeah, it's for a month, right. So
okay.
The Shaila is whether Afal Pikain it's mutter for him to leave the house, yes or no.
Why?
No, but he said, but Lemaisa, not old enough. Lemaisa, you're a psycher for this period of time. So maybe by leaving the house, because of the strangles that the Gemara says, it's an issue of the Pshia. That's what the Kesef Kachim wants. It's a Pshia. You're leaving the house, and now you're leaving it open to the elements that certain things may happen to the house. So the Kesef Kachim just says, that perhaps that's the Shia. So maybe that's a taina that the Baldira can have on the tenant. That's what the Kesef Kachim forwards. So he says, La'asayim shem v'karka chi of Shia, according to Rebbe Shem, that says, Zokhi of Shia v'karka, Gan shem v'sech v'shikha kov natsal ta'alta, even though L'maisa, every single Secher, is only renting it for his own purposes, B'klamakum d'chalov shmira, v'ad of Secher is a shemer too. So he says, B'klamakum v'karka in chiyov. By Karka, there's no Chiyuv. Sheitoch in the Kesef Kachim, it's the Bahus the Kesef Kachim. Kesef Kachim is saying that not only is every Shemir Potter from Chiyuv Shemira, that means from Chiyuv Shemira, which means paying if something goes wrong, that every a Shemir on Karka is not Mechuyuv even to be Shemir the Karka. She can't believe that even Mechuyuv to be Shemir the Karka. Do you hear what's going on?
What's the story for that?
It's in Smite.
From Shmira or from
Zechayus? What's the Shabbos? Shabbos?
That's Shabbos?
No, I mean, whatever's normal. That's not a Shia.
Why make you
pee? Well, that's normal.
What's considered Shia? Does the door open?
Three, at least for 3 months.
That's Shia because why?
Yeah, leaving the door open will be Shia also. If damage happens at house, that's obviously the Shia. But leaving for 3 months, that's question refers to as Shia because. Because the Baldira can be Tevea, the house should be inhabited. a pidin is a gemara. Pidin door open is definitely a pshia. Pidin door open is a pshia. Something happens if the house gets damaged because of that. The kashkash won't say your potter.
But it happens for different reasons.
I'm not sure how you've met the Shindalu, for instance. I never saw houses falling to pieces, private homes in a private shop. I never saw an apartment. Suddenly disappear, you know. Yeah, the building keeps it going, you know. Yeah, it's the shmira between another building from another buyer. That's exploding. Oh, I'm, that's so that's as a tzaddik has a kachim, because this is what you say, tzaddik has a kachim, that says that the meat of karka from shmira is not only gotta be the chiyuv, it's also gotta be the chiyuv tashlumim, it's also gotta be the etzim shmira alein. That's the Shmira Lane. The Mir is going to tell you that even Chayiv to go ahead and watch the Karkar. Otherwise, you can go to stay. What's that have to do with the fact that Karkar is part of Shmira, that you're allowed to leave the Karkar without a Shmira? What's that have to do with anything? You're Mechuyav to watch it, and if something happens, you're Potter. Shev Lachan Kesef Kotcher, not like that. He says you're allowed to leave the house and leave it Zaygazon. Tell the Baldira, I'm not Chayiv. You can leave. As I stay, don't worry. But my son, Chassam Sefer, I was Mitzayin to you, Chassam Sefer, that talks about an interesting case, but it's this Bar Techvar over there about the, I don't know if you remember, I don't know how much you saw, but there was a story with a guy that was given over a shtar. And a shtar, like we know, also, Shtar Chayiv is also in this Mai from Shemira. And one of the people that was charged to watch it rolled it up and made it into a cigarette. And he smoked it down. So the question is, and he didn't know that he was watching it. The question is whether someone was peshaya on the shtar, on the shtar, and that's why this type of thing happened. So some sefer says avada achiv shmir remains. In other words, he handles that was shemar shmos l'shemar and zgurigar and shmirasa. He handles all these things, and according to the kasim kachem, these things are not oila al perik bichlal. The guy's not a shemar.
And the
star also has? Avada not. The star is not. The chayv to be shomer. So what's guri gar shomer? He's handling all different types of things. Inach Lami wouldn't be chayv on it, but avada you were peshay on the fact you went ahead and gave it to someone else. And what's going on? What do you mean? There's no chayv shmir on stars before. And when you see Chorf Nachsam Sefer, they bring this down. The Nachsam Sefer is arguing. He says that even though there's no tashlumim. By Shmira, but Lamaista, they're going to be Mechoyev to watch. So you also leave their apartment. The guy's a Tzviya. I could take Kach. You have to learn in Shemir Beis, Halacha Tzviya's Karka. The question always is, and this is something that comes up occasionally, maybe it's Nageya you, I have no idea, where the tenant leaves the apartment, let's say for Yantiv, and now the Baldira wants to rent it out himself during that time. Is it mutter? And even on the side that it's mutter, which should say it is mutter, the Baldir.
The tenant rents it out.
No, the tenant's not allowed to rent it out because he's not allowed to sublease the apartment. That's in every shtar. You're not allowed to sublease the apartment.
How you rent it out? The tenant's always rent out the apartment.
So
I'll tell you why.
The question is whether even has to be mishayred b'chlal. If the tenant leaves, does the baldira have a schus to rent out the deer to someone that he wants to?
He's paying rent for that.
So that's really something that's hiding inside of this Ketzel Kashin.
It's Mechir Liyoma. I don't know. This is Mechir Liyoma. He bought the house, that day, whether he's living there or not.
Yeah. Ketzel Kashin, that's why we made it tonight, not to rent it out, and I'm going to go rent it out and sell you?
Yeah.
That he doesn't say. Didn't make it tonight. I can tell you tonight. I can't rent it out, I'm going to sell you. I guarantee you doesn't say those words.
Who?
This guy.
Ketzel Kashin doesn't talk about this case exactly. But that's a shaybah, because what's a var, why it would be more different to rent it out? So the Paisim say the reason why it would be more different to rent it out is because of this din of Beis HaMitzvah Yosef. Right? Because it's din of Beis HaMitzvah Yosef, so it's a seder.
You mean when we just week of Pesach?
That's not what the Masechah writes a lot. It's min abayis. The second one, I'm just reading you a Ramah. Are you interested in a Ramah?
Yeah, which one is she in base?
Shintai Zayin. The Masechah writes a lot. It says Skis Karka. Masechah writes a lot. It's min abayis. Sefer wants to leave the house right now. But he said, I don't want anyone, this is what happens, I don't want anyone moving in when I'm gone. For Rotsa L'shal HaMasker, he's willing to pay full rent on a masker to keep it empty. The masker is able to go and rent it to someone else. Why? The Beis HaMitzvah Yosef Ishai Yukashar. Open Ramon.
But he can't charge double rent.
He doesn't pay double dip. So let's go step by step. I said there's two shots. Are you allowed to rent it out? And then even if you rent it out, who gets the money? That's exactly what I said. You denied both of them. So at least one of them is open Ramah. The second one is Machlokes is a Pat HaPoskim. Very good. And if you want to have a chance, Shintai Zayin, Stefan, you can give a look. Okay. Maybe I'm reading it wrong. I mean, I don't think so, but it's a Mordechai. Maybe you can be more on the. For sure, just clear minute. It's chalit minig hamakom. As far as I'm aware, there's no clear minute, and I've heard this happen. That the Baldira rents it out when the guy's gone.
That's
the Masechah. And the Masechah, I've heard. Not always. If it's an unfurnished apartment and the furniture belongs to the seicher,
right,
that could be problematic. That's mamish. You know that. How can you let someone else use his stuff?
Right.
Yeah, but if it's a furnished apartment, it's true.
The seicher must
look.
You
don't have
to pay. The seicher must look. Did the man bring all their stuff?
That's a shaila. That's a shaila.
The furniture
in
one room, all
the covers. The seicher is muksik, and the money. He never paid the maskeh. That's a shaila. That's a smart discusses. Doesn't make a difference if the sefer paid yet or not. But if the sefer paid, the smart says you can collect money from both. I mean, you collected money from the sefer already, and I collect money from the new sefer. Sefer Sheni, we call them, yeah.
No, the only thing I can think of you pay that you get for a double dipping for this reason. Mm-hmm. The sefer went against the contract. You were supposed to be.
He didn't go, no one went against any contract.
No, well, the sefer shot, you can think, that's considered going against the contract. He broke the rules, and then
how do you say to the American, everyone goes to America for Pesach? You can't say.
No, going for a week is one. Is double going away for a week.
If it's considered normal, it's mutter. No, that's what they said. I'm going off the subject right now. The only reason why I brought this in was only because the contract brought in that this is a shtaka store. And I'm telling you that the svar is brought halacha to make a grace of halacha nafkamina, which the Eilam I see is surprised to hear, which is fine. But I'm just telling you that the Kesekachim uses it to say that definitely it's called Upshia to leave a house uninhabited. That's all. That's all I wanted to say. Now, you want to know what the story with subletting a deer is. Rabbi Hall will tell you that come out, every contract will say that it's also for the sefer to sublet a deer. Correct or not correct?
For sure.
For sure. What's a shayla? A standard contract will say that. Now,
you will go away from Shabbos.
That's the shaila. So the shaila is whether klapi that there's a minhag that to lend out that the valdira vada never want to be by neya you from doing chasodim to other people. That's a good shaila. If you go away for Shabbos and your neighbor is having his edim come over with a couple kids and you know that already, even if it says mafurish in the contract, you can't even lend it to someone else. The question is whether that's something that a frum yid would be mevatar on. But definitely in the subletting, I've heard many cases already that the subletter, if your baldir is not nice, then he'll take all the money. If you sublet it, he'll tell you, fine, you can sublet it, but a lot of the baldiras, what they do is they say, you keep the money connected to your rent, and the extra money give me. You hear?
Yes. And my mother is into that.
What do you do?
He wasn't nice. Sam, he wasn't nice. He said this, I don't want to do it. So.
Fine,
you get regular and do what you want.
Oh, okay. Find the fine. That's what I just said.
That's
good.
That's good. A nice person there.
Those are,
okay, that's fine.
That's what they say. They say, listen. I want my money. I said, don't make. He said, don't make money on me. That's what they say. What he did, what he did to you was great. You made money.
Did you have that book even?
Okay.
You broke even? No.
I just,
you couldn't make money. A lot of Bali Dira will say, listen, if you cover your losses, but that's it.
Makes sense. It's my part.
I don't want you making, why should I? Because it's Sukkot, in the middle, you're going to charge rent for 10 days as much as the whole month, and you're going to, whatever it's.
So you could back out the Bali Dira by doing that, rent it out for the same price.
You could.
Doesn't make a sense.
Right.
It's chesed, I'm doing chesed with the friend of yours, I hear that,
you're right, the Valdir takes away the incentive to get a good price, but say that. Just telling you what's done out
there.
The tenants always are fartinet because they say, Migo, I could have stayed, I didn't have to pay you for it. So Mamela, why can't, it's almost like they hold this be the stay inside the Valdira for taking the money away. I could have stayed and you would have to settle for $1,000 a month. And now that I'm making $2,000 because I rented it out during high season, so I could have stayed. You would have had to take it. So it's a good time, right?
Yes. Not true. Yes. Not true.
But the Valdira say, listen, you know, I can be my nice. The Valdira say, what are you talking about? I can be my nice. You bechlal from renting the deer out to someone else. I'm being nice. I'm telling you that you're going for sukkah. Rent it out to someone else. Cover your losses.
Parshas Chaver. What understand? It's not.
Question is who's Parshas Chaver is.
Wait.
Anyway, okay, fine. To talk about why which way is better, who's nicer, who's not nicer. At the end of the day, everyone wants to make a buck. Okay, but now by whether Avodim Shiras Karkais, a person's mechuyev to watch it or not. Avada Halacha Lemaisa, a person should machmal like Chasam Sefer, and if they get Avodim Shiras Karkais, they should make sure to watch it, even though they're going to be potter, if anything, potter from Tashlum, if anything happens to it. Okay, that's that rate. Let me just discuss now also what's considered karka. Okay, so karka itself is not so shliach nowadays. People really are, we don't live so much in an agricultural society where people are giving you over karka to watch. So it's not so negeya. But what is negeya is batin. You know, we've just been coming on that batin is never pashut, that's considered karka. Lamais is a garnish pashut. Why? Because in Sim Tzadihei, when it talks about shpua gabi karka, which is really the first place in Shulchan Aruch that discusses the tour of Avodim Shiras Karkais, like I said, the Mishnah Azov brings down three cases. The first one that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch is Simen Tzadihei, which is the simen that talks about the tour of Avodim Shiras Karkais in regard to Shmua. And there the Ramah brings down the Machlaikis, whether it's a Machlaikis all over the place, whether Tolosh, Musayb Chivrai, is considered Tolosh, or it's considered Mukhor. What's the case of Tolosh? So Chivrai, most cases, I think all houses are Tolosh, so Chivrai, all houses are Tolosh, so Chivrai. Right?
The cement was poor when it was wet.
Oh, so why can you start clearing about if they built the Yisrael and whether. But the story with that is definitely caravan is Tolosh Musay Chivrai. You want to clear it because the Gabi Dine Mikvah, if you pour the Yisrael, you're pouring it and the Mamela becomes a smet, the Mamela becomes Mukhav Rasha, you can say that. Okay, so you have to dine on all the cases exactly. But the Maisa, it's a Machlokes, he brings down there Machlokes Yeshen, what the Allah by Tolosh Musay Chivrai is. So, it's going to come out. They're going to be potter because of the Sveik of the Dina. But Lamaisa, the Shach over there says that the Lamaisa is all potter and have a din of Mechubar. The Shach is Machriya with that side.
On Shabbos, when you say that, do you do something to do Mechubar? the car to the house?
Go for it and polish. So
it's called Bini Bekarka. That's called Bini Bekarka. But Lamaisa, right. So Lamaisa, the Shach Paskin that advised the Sizr Mechubar. Like I said, the Ramos says the Machalik Sushainim. Well, the Mogan Avram, the Chasnukah, if I had a chance to see it, a very interesting Ramah over there about Sukkah Zula, about he discusses over there if you build whether a Sukkah is considered Mechubla Karka, not considered Mechubla Karka, in regard to whether you're able to steal it or it's considered like Shoal or not. And for those that are over in Dafyemi, we're going to be there next week. So,
we're talking about which is really basic, also because I'm making a
lot of ground. Right, but it's dinner, Bukhobar up in then. Right?
Because five guys can't place it. Pick it up, Bukhobar. Is the car considered Bukhobar Karka?
A car is metaphor.
Why is the four walls considered enough?
So it's 90.
It's 90. So it's also 90. You can place four guys and walk away.
That's not the definition of 90. 90 means you're kavua. A sukkah, Bukhobar means you're kavua from Kaiman. The kaveh, the kind of the karka.
If a son walks around a car, then it's kaveh, that's it?
No, two wheels, it's not.
It's
called. It's
a caravan, it wasn't a caravan. It's of the dover. I hear. It's like a
caravan.
A caravan of us is told from Sayyid Chibra, but it's a mechubar. According to the Shach, it's considered mechubar. So the Magen Avraham brings down over there that it brings down this machlokes, and Lamaisi says that he wants to be mekayem the Ramah, that it's still considered a machlokes rishayim. Okay, there's a big machlokes whether the Tosfos chibrayt, but it doesn't really make a difference. Halacha Lamaisi, if anything happens to the karka, you're going to be potter anyway because you can just say kip, you can always be muhsik inside the karka. What's enough kamina? The nafkamina really is going to be if the Baldir is
paid.
He paid rent already. So it could be the Baldir is, according to the Ramah, the Baldir may be able to be taifas the money. So it is negeya of the negeya there. So especially Bizman Azeb, where the Baldir takes security checks, it's very possible that you may be chayiv mitzad shmir agav karka, even though the Shach says hachinachtina that it buys a bit of mechubar. It's not so pasha. The whole thing could be still to speak of the dina. If it's a speak of the dina, then you can say Kim. You have the baldir is a mosik of the money. It could be that you have chiyuv shmira on the karka. The other thing that the pesuk can discuss is in siman reshia dalit. In siman reshia dalit sif yud aleph discusses a mechubar besichi. What's mechubar besichi? It's a sugya bava basra. The gemara is mesufik whether something mechubar besichi is sold together with the house, right? What's mechubar b'sichi means? Nailed in. It's put in with pegs. That's very, very common nowadays. Nowadays, a lot of things that are put into your house are just really attached with nails. What's an example of these types of things?
Every cupboard, which is screwed.
Cabinets.
Mezuzah.
All cabinets. Mezuzahs. Mezuzahs are like that. Air conditioners. It's just the frame is screwed in and they're just hung from a frame, right? If I remember when they installed air conditioners, that's all they do. These things are not considered mechubar l'karka. Halacha l'maisa. That's the halacha over here in Tzimnei Aleph. The chibur b'yaseid is lamek b'chibur. The chibur b'yaseid is not considered mechubar l'karka, even klapi mechira.
Why not? Because chibur shel kva. Why not?
Chibur shel kva.
My kitchen, all those cabinets,
right.
It's not going away.
Right.
So why is that?
The lamaisa is only attached with it's not mechubar.
Right.
So the gemara has a shaila whether mechubar was screws to consider enough of a chibur to make it. Because
I think halachah, you not only have a sukkah which is portable.
It was on the ground, right? It's mechubar. It's considered. It's like a small bias. Bias is something else. Here you have a cabinet. It's something that's metalpo, and then you screwed it into the thing. So it's separate. It doesn't have a shame bias on it. Bichol. Bias is made to be kavur in time. Sink, I'm not sure. Sink is more kavua, I think. How do they put a sink in? It's just silicone around it, that's it? Okay, I don't know about a sink. Someone was asking me about a band of
sink.
They cemented it or it's screwed in?
There's different types.
Mostly
they use cement. Yeah. A guy was asking me about a banister recently that was damaged, and he was wanting to know whether it's considered mechubar l'karka. So he told me it was his is a metal
So it's prudent.
I told him it could be that it's totally in the sham.
You signed a contract.
Oh, so but Alisa al Kulana is the fact that you signed a contract that says that you're going to return the dira in the same, right, basically in the same shape as you got it. You signed that dira, you signed your life away, right? Basically, because basically what that says is that you could the dira is the right to be teveya anything that is any hazard that happened, even if it happened, even if your kids did it. Even if it happened, I did shia oynes. What was shanet? You have to get the deer back into the condition that you got it in. But all the deers also say that normal wear and tear is not included. So where all the machleksim occur is what's considered normal wear and tear. That's always a huge issue. I mean, listen, you rented it to a family with five kids.
Right.
No, what do you expect? You expect to come in and see that there's no paint left on the walls, and this is chipped, and that's broken, and all the trees, you know, they long have stopped working. You know, what do you expect? And all the outlets are out of the wall. So listen, you this is what you get when you do it. So, you know, you have to work something out, right? It's not an easy shine. Well, because Lamaisa nowadays, like, if anyone has a responsible contract, that's what the contract stands for. I don't know if the contract that they give out in the mirror office, I don't know what it says. It says that on it, you know?
It says that, yeah.
It says it on the Chosesh Shal Schirot, you know that thing?
You get it as you get.
No? You know what I'm talking about?
You get it as you get.
Yeah? But you know what I'm talking about?
I used it. I had that one.
You had that one.
My
yeah, no. What's it saying?
It says, as you give it back. You
have to
give it back.
That means the paint has to be
No, paint is already... No, paint is a different story.
It doesn't say
it's the paint. No. Paint is totally... Paint is a little bit telling. Minna is a little bit telling what happened when you moved into the deer. Some deer, they paint it before you move in, and you have to paint it when you leave. Every different deer has different things.
Right. I think to show crayons and scribble. You can't say it's a normal way kids
do. Yeah, and also putting in, people always want to know about banging holes in the wall to put up pictures, things like that. That's normal. That's considered all the places say it's normal use, that type of thing. Even though now there's a hole in the wall, but when I said that's considered normal, and when they you get
a good painter. Picture wants.
No, besides that, the painter comes. If you have a good, any good painter does goes ahead and does
Schmachtel.
But they call it spackles in English. And you do a little spackling, it's not a big deal to fill up the little bumps in the scratches. Yeah. That's what they all do. Anytime you take down pictures and they repaint the empty apartment, the guy goes through and paints and spackles it, it's not a big that's it. But we're talking about more permanent type of damages. That's why these little a lot of times there's no corner protectors in the deer. You know what I'm talking about? These corner protectors, you know what I'm talking about?
Plastic and
you know what I'm talking about? If you don't have one of those, a lot of times, the whole corner gets all messed up. So that's what happens. So then, Lamaisa, it's usually the people bump into it, it's a shia. Well, not necessarily, it's going to be Rashi and I. But those are the types of things that a painter, when he moves in, is gonna take care of. But that's considered normal. Where things are complicated, you know, there's a tile. Nowadays it's a little more shkia.
The side tiles fall off,
or the panellum, they call them, right, the panellum. Yeah, the panellum fall off, but that's not a big deal. That's small stuff. All you do is take a contact cement and you put it right back on. I'm not talking about, the bigger problem is something like a cracked tile. Cracked tile on these used to never be a problem, because everyone used to use the tiles like this. These tiles, you can don't crack, but now that Baruch Hashem, everyone uses Achshadora, and everyone uses these ceramic tiles. So even though they're much nicer, but Lamaisa they're much
very thin, right?
Yeah. So if you drop something heavy on them, taka they'll crack. So then it's possible that you get shiloh. It's not easy to replace them.
The whole floor change?
Yeah,
what?
The whole floor. The whole floor.
You can't do it, right?
Right.
You can't switch it.
You can't switch it. You have to go to the entire floor, I don't think. So if you have an extra blood,
and you have to do it the area. I'm not sure exactly.
It costs money.
So the question is whether you're mechuyev to do it, whether that's considered normal wear and tear in a dira. These are all good shilohs. You have to, these things usually, where the shiloh gets really complicated is if that The guy says, I want to replace it, and lemaisa, that style, you know, is no longer available. Which is, if you did it 5-6 years ago, you're not going to be able to get, that's what everyone knows, you get a couple extra packages of those tiles when you redo your floor, because you know that when you're going to have to replace some of the tiles in 10 years, you know that one's not going to be available. I could have, we had a Shiloh lessons. A guy was finishing his marpeset. He wasn't enclosing it b'chlal. He was just building on his marpeset. There's a marpeset down below, and he said a cinder block fell from his down to the floor below and cracked the tile on the guy below's marpeset, and the tile farshteitzach was long since had disappeared from circulation. So the guy was tevein to replace the whole marpeset.
Mm-hmm.
So there, like I said, replace that tile. It's the issue, you know. It's fresh. It's not cold. It's our best. You know, that was to be the whole thing.
Because
you know
the fantastic
money. So you get into shy, right?
It's true. It's
true. Well, you know the story.
So yeah, the same one.
And he replaced it, obviously.
What
do you do? I don't know. He Lamana Sholem, that guy did a lot of things.
I think it
was. And he's chayv from Nezek, no?
Huh?
He's chayv from Nezek.
He's not chayv at all because he didn't do it. The worker's chayv. That's the first problem, but because it's not right.
He did the Lamana Sholem, they took a lot of advantage of it.
Yeah, he did the Lamana Sholem, they ran all over the guy. It's unfortunately. But people say you do the Lamana Sholem, you can only gain. Not here.
No, because
I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say Lashon Hara, but Lamaisa. People see that you're willing to do it, then you demamish. So it gets into a lot of shilas. The shila was, the first thing is they were able to get a tile, but it wasn't mamish a perfect match, right? It was a little bit off. So the guy was teveya that it's not a good match. So got involved in the shila I told you about if you damage one thing and you can't get it, you lose one thing. Let's say one earring, and now the other you can't wear the other earring now because you don't have the match for it. What the halach is? It's a bit like it. That shayla, then the shayla was in there. Bichlal, you have to pay for the whole. So the guy was being today to replace the whole thing. But it was a complicated. That these are the things that happened. We should say you should be potter. And he wasn't chayv anyway because it was a worker that did it. So the worker should be the one that was going to do it. The worker just laughed the whole thing off. He said, "I'll replace that pile. What's the big deal? You know, that's what these workers say." So and meanwhile, his neighbor screaming at him that he. He ruined, you know, his deer now went down $50,000, and you have to, you know, what you did to me, right, Rabbi Martin? You know from that, right? The deer's going down $50,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so Abba, yeah.
Did it
to you too. They did it to you too. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the story with Mechorah B'Sichi. If it's attached with nails, like I said, these things it's before the Pesukei Tshuva. When we're talking about mezuzahs, because the tshuva has a tshuva from the Shiva Sin about mezuzahs being considered talush. So if anything happens to mezuzah, if Shia, a person will be mechuyav to reimburse the baldir if their baldir's mezuzahs, air conditioners, cabinets, these types of things, kipshuta, are going to be considered talush. The only thing that's considered mechuber is the guf habayis itself. Okay, so even the Guf HaBayis, we said it could be Tzalei L'machon, so the Tosh is a Chibra, but the Tosh is a Chibra, it's considered Mechubra, not the Shach, it's considered Mechubra. Mogen Avraham holds that it's Machlokes Rishayim, and that's basically where you're stuck. Okay, that's the Negea, the Sugi of Kanaka. Let me pull back now to the Sugi of Money. Okay, the Sugi of Money is a Gansa Meister. Okay, there's this Halach of Gufay Mamon. Okay, the question is, what's considered gufei mamon and what's not considered gufei mamon? Okay, so let's try first to define exactly what money is. Gufei mamon means that something has an inherent value. I'll give you a lot of examples of this type of thing in a little bit. But before that, let's just any, like, for example, this shtender. This shtender is gufei mamon because it has an inherent value. This shtender in the shuk costs you 100 shekel. So that's called gufei mamon. If a person is poshea in shmiras hashtender, he has chiyuv shmira without a question. That's number one. That's classic gufei mamon. Now the shiloh that the place can deal with is money. So the question is whether money, as we know it nowadays, is considered gufei mamon or not. Why would money be considered? Why would money not be considered good for the moment? For a very simple reason. If you would ask Stam a person off the street whether money is considered good for the moment, he probably would say it's not considered good for the moment. So what is money nowadays? About 200 years ago, they started. Instead of it used to be that money was considered good for the moment. Why? Because the monetary vehicle they used to use was kesef, zav, that type of thing. God, they were teveyat suran in order to give it the chashivus vateya. But why? So that's what money was. So it had inherent value because gold and silver has an inherent value. About 250 years ago, in the 1700s. They started, the government started circulating paper money and coins that were not worth the value inherently of the thing that they represented, right? That's really, you look at our $100 bill, your $100 bill is not worth $100. $100 is only a piece of paper. So that's really when it started. They started making metal coins. The metal coins were worth a certain amount of money, but the metal inside the coins weren't worth that amount of money. It was just because the government decided called this a mapeya and people should accept it at this value. That's why it was worth that amount of money, but that was the only reason why, no other reason. So the question is, since all this was all the paper money and the coins were doing was representing a value that you can use this representation to buy and sell things with, well, that's considered kufay mamun or not. So kufshuta is not kufay mamun, right? Misvara, it's not kufay mamun. There's no question. The svara chitzayna is that cash is not kufay mamun. Your $100 is not kufay mamun. Ipazay will come out that is, which from the most common child is shmir on money. Someone gives you a lot of bills to watch. A gneva aveda pshia happen. Kufshuta, you should be pater. Right, that's the svara chitzayna you should be pater. Why? Because it's like a shtar. It's ekufay mamun. It's ekufay mamun. It only represents money. It in itself has no inherent value. That's what you would say. Kim comes along with the Chasam Sefer. Chasam Sefer says no. They sent a tshuva to Chasam Sefer. I was talking about in the beginning of Chabura about ribis b'shtaris. And the question then that wanted to be ma'adish that if you lent banknotes, that you wouldn't have, there wouldn't be no ribis because there's no ribis b'shtaris. So Chasam Sefer went to Limochama. Connected that mahalach, and he said avadah is a din ribis by banknotes, and he says why? He says because banknotes are considered gufay mamun. In fact, there it's not gufay mamun; it only represents the value that it says that it says on it. Says the Chasam Sefer, al tina machus adina, since the government paskin that this is something that has to be mapeha yedze, it's considered. We look at it as currency that is able to be circulated. So since dimach zedina requires everyone in this country to accept this money as legal tender, like it says in every dollar bill, this bill is, what does it say? No.
Legal tender.
Well, no, it says much more than that. It's collected all debts, public and private. As far as I know, that's what it says. That means the law is, it says in small words. What's saying in small words? Will I read it for me again?
This law is legal tender for all debts, public and private.
Right, which means that if you are taken to court because you owe money to someone and you waive the money, bills, and he says, I don't want bills, I want gold bullion, the judge will laugh you out of the courtroom. Right? That's really what's going to happen. But the law enshrined that a dollar bill is used, can be used for payment of debt.
But it doesn't say you can be kind with it. It's a pay fight.
Say no.
Say no.
Nice all debt. All debt. Once you buy the paper,
no, it's a nice key. Oh, well, I don't understand.
Who's saying Gemara? Pay fight.
What are you arguing about? I don't understand.
Are you marrying me for fun?
What? It doesn't
say pay fight. That's pay fight.
I'm not even wearing one.
But it says you can only pay fight with it.
No, but I don't understand.
Shtar chayv.
Everyone knows it. It's not a shtar chayv. No, when it says pechayv with it, doesn't mean it's a shtar chayv. It means
that
if you are mechayv to someone else, you can use it to pay what your his chayv is. That means it's a shtar chayv. So let me say it like this.
Well, let's say you can lie and make sure you hold on the state and then also dinner.
You're asking about the shekel. I'm talking about the dollar right now. Okay, so
Lamaisa
Azoy. The way it worked was is that about 100 years ago, even more, when this currency started, the currency was a shtar chayv. which meant that the government had reserves of gold and silver, and they made banknotes connect, instead of people running around with their pockets full of gold and silver.
Right.
Exactly. If you wanted to, you can take a gold certificate. And you go to Fort, if you wanted, you can go to Fort Knox and collect gold, connect that thing. Right? That's really what it was. So it was mamish connected that thing. Nowadays,
is that a shachrif? That would be a shachrif?
No, it would be a shachrif anyway. Let's tell you how it works. It could be that it also is a shachrif, but the Chassam Sefer says it would have a din of it could be it's a shachrif. It could be it has a, even though the maisa can be used to collect other something else with it, gold or silver, but lemaisa al pidin would have a din of gufay mamon. And like the Sefer is going to speaks out, says that recently about 40 years ago, they made the currency not dependent on gold and silver cloud. The government totally, it's a free market. The government totally prints money at will.
No, it's connected to their GPO, the how much they can produce per year.
Right. Okay. Of course, it's different. I mean, that's the job of the Fed.
Right.
That's the job of the Federal Bank. The job of the Federal, every Federal Bank in every country is trying to balance production of money and the various economic factors that are needed in order to stabilize and have a healthy economy. Because if you print too much money, everyone knows what's going to happen. It's going to be inflation. If you put too little money, then there may be deflation. Whichever one is worse. But Lamaisa, the most successful federal bankers are the ones that are able to strike the balance. They're able to keep things balanced in a way that the economy is still growing, but without inflation. Can be goes and you don't go into deflation.
They're not about the books, basically.
It's very complicated. I'm not an economist, and I can't tell you the whole thing. And remember, who is an economist is not here, and I can't tell you exactly how, you know, whatever. But that's why they have a meeting every month to try to figure out what to do with interest rates. That's what it has to do with. Abu Lamaisa, the Chassam Sefer explains that since the government is machriach to accept this money as legal tender, so the Mela Dina Chusadina created shaft this bill into the Gufay Mamon. That's the Chassam Sefer's Mahalach. Right? Even if people don't rather not take dollars, the dollar's weak, I don't want dollars, and you're taken to court and you say, I'm willing to pay dollars, the government's going to make you, the court is going to say you're mechuyev to take the dollars. If you don't want the dollars, then there's nothing we can do for you. Right? This is the way to pay your money.
Some people might say that you have to do it after with Tiva.
Is that sufficient
for that too?
Well, yeah, he says, use Rashi. The one Chiddush, that's what he says. He says, even though, and the Maisa, that's what the Chazanish is Meir, that even though it's the Maisa's Dover Pella, that Machusa the Ara can Shtelavek Dinin the Machusa the Rakia, because this Nachkamina of what money is makes grace in Nachkamina's Lagabi Dinin the Rakia, like you said, Pidi Maisa Shani. But Pinaven is a little more complicated. Chasam Sefer is machmer by Pinaven for a different reason.
There
has to be coins.
Don't people sometimes give the value of the silver, I'll tell you about
Pinaven in just 1 second. But anything, so he says, so the Chazanish is Meyer already, that it's very schwer. He says, how can it be that the government can decide what you should be paid the Maaser Sheni with? It's almost like Kiddush HaChodesh, right? It's almost like, you know, the year of being Kaveh, that's what he says. He says, the Maisa, that's when the Chayar is going to come out according to the Chassam Sefer. Okay, that's well, it's true. That's what will come out according to the Chassam Sefer. But the big Kiddush according to the Chassam Sefer is that any Medina where you're not Mechuyev to take this, accept this as currency, it wouldn't have a din of currency, right? So, any place where that money doesn't have a taikif, it could be that money is not going to work, right? So that's
like one currency in a different
place is going to be problematic. It's going to be problematic. Or
so that watching dollars, that's so
maybe if it's not right, if the dinah chusadina is such that we don't look at this as money here, we look at it as payers. Let's say payers. Well, payers is washing they used by rivers, but we don't look at it as the dinah chusadina accepted currency. Right, that's really the way the Chassam Sefer says it. So then you wouldn't, then not necessarily would have a dinner.
But it is good for money because in America,
it is money. That's the question.
Well, that's where I'm standing. So I'm saying that it's true because it's good for money.
Which means in this country they don't allow
it's illegal.
To use it. It's Russian communist stuff. They don't allow
it.
You have
the law
to use it.
It's not machkiel shein gufei. That's what he's saying. Maybe it's machkiel shein gufei mamon. If in other places called here, granted it's not. Alright, but I think the Chazanish Lamaisa says, according to some safer, a different country wouldn't have a din of gufei mamon. I think Chazanish speaks in our core. Okay, now.
What about if you're going to have in every place the changer that could go inside?
That doesn't help. Lamaisa, because we have to dine on the money.
If you get value, it's like you pay the Lamaisa Shaina, you get value for it in your currency.
No, so you have to pay the Lamaisa Shaina with Kesef. Right, so right now it has to be Kesef. You can't say, oh, since I could get
them here.
I since with this star I can get money, so maybe let me pay the Ma'aser Sheni. That doesn't work. Right?
It doesn't mean it's another country. It's another country, right? In this country, I can get value of
the. Here, I understand. The question is, well, this country, this thing that I'm holding in my hand is called Gufei Mammon, yes or no? That's a star.
It's a star. That's not a star.
It's only a star.
I could change it,
right? That's a star. I think the Chazan Shimon, when in Shtekel he says that according to Chacham Sofer, that's one of the Chesroinus more of the Chacham Sofer, not in the country will have that there. Have the din of the Ingufim moment.
But Mashiach, if it's US dollars, accepted all over the world.
That's the thing. See, it's called the dollar the place can call Amabea Kasha. Amabea Kasha means that it's something that's accepted universally. It's not over Masecher Mamish. But it's an Amabeya Kasha, which means that something that is accepted more often in no one's gonna take a shekel obviously in America. But dollars is something that is more Ibala Sekha than other things. But still the Haskalah HaPoitzim, as far as I know, is that dollars in Eretz Yisrael don't have a din of Amabeya. Could be forget Nakufei Mammon, I'm talking about Lagabe, whether it's a din of a currency, Lagabe ribbis, Lagabe all these types of things. You're not going to, a dollar has, whether we're going to be kinyonim.
They said that this was the 51st Street State of America.
But it's not, right?
So,
as far as I know, there's.
They said he's Uncle
America still had, only has 50 states. So. But Lamaisa, for example, about if you lend dollars, there's going to be a problem of Sabasa. Has been a pair of Sabasa and then a Tibba. You know what Sabasa means? You're not going to lend. You're not going to let lend pears. You're not going to lend a kilo of apples and say, pay me back in a week a kilo of apples. That's awesome. So apples will go up in price, this can be ribbis. So you're not going to lend someone $100 now, say, you pay me back $100 next week. I'll ask you to do that. I'll ask you to lend it, and I'll ask you to take the $100. Especially if the dollar gets weaker, you can make more shekel with it. So then it's mamish. That's mamish to Isser. What?
So what do you just do then?
Who?
Everyone,
all the machmen have to risk. That's number one. And the other itza is if you're a private person, to pay you back $100?
Yeah.
So if it's actually, then it's pesach. I don't know how you can say it's asher. I just don't understand it. It's like it's Hashar. Hashar changes every day.
Every second. Every day.
It's crazy that Hashar is Mashiach. The only time that Hashar won't be Hashar is Mashiach.
The jumping is very, very slight. You think it's not like jumping 10%, even 5%
in a week. The jump could be 5 shekels.
After 99% of the time, it's not jumping at 10%.
It's within
a month. Within a month, even 2 months.
If you have a dollar, it's good.
Why we get 99% of the time?
You have to look at the Bank of Israel chart. They have a beautiful chart.
They have a beautiful chart. 348 to 353 in 4 days.
So how much is that?
That's enough to make ribbis. It's enough to make ribbis.
That's right.
Yeah, it's been a difference, but it's a shekel. So even if it's a shekel, it's a huge difference. It could be a halacha. A shekel is ribbis, no shekel. If you go ahead and you say, you know, let me 100 shekel, I'll give you back 108. I think you're kind of a Teres Meisher Rabbeinu, as far as I know. Right? So,
yeah,
it's a problem.
It's not one way. You talk about 348 to 350. It's 800. It's
five shekel.
You're talking about
2%. Who cares about the percent? The percent is the money. The percent is the percent.
The percent
is the percent. The
percent is the percent. That's right. That's the shayla. You were about luck. Even Pachs Mishar Putu, we pass it as a problem. Anyway, okay,
Viter. Viter being out of the like payment from several to make sure that he doesn't.
You can always take the shahazal, which means that if
it's cheaper, it's going to give you the.
If you can take the less amount of money, well, the best thing to do really in Eretz Yisrael is the second you lend $100, if you're willing to do it, is to spell the loan in shekel. In other words, here's $100. $100 today is worth 353. You owe me 353 shekel. That's a chitov. If you want to do that, some people want dafka dollars back, and then they have to work something else out. They'll say, if it goes up, I'll pay the smaller amount.
Because they have a dollar in their hands.
Or you have a dollar in your hand.
No, $1 is better.
Some usually works fine.
$100. If you only take
out $1 bills, Matt, make a $1 bill.
$20.
Huh? So that's a vart. That's what the Pesach is saying. That Tiva doesn't move. Even though it really does. But Tiva is the Mapeya. The Mapeya in that place stays the same. We assume, even though the thing that really moved was the Mapeya, but we say, the way Chazal said is, we don't look at it as the Mapeya move, we look at it as the payers move. We always look at it like that. Even if the shekel gets weaker, because of that, a falafel now costs 13 shekel, we say that the falafel got more expensive, we don't say that the shekel got weaker. That's how the price can look at the whole thing. Same thing over here. In Eretz Yisrael, we never see the shekel getting weaker. We only see the dollar getting stronger. Understand? It's very...
That's why
the shekel always stays the same. That's why it's always much better to lend 100 shekel and get back 100 shekel, even though the maisa in the shuka olami could be a shekel went down. That's the whole chazanish. This is said. Anyway, let me get into the chazanish. Chazanish. Let me just talk about the chazanish. Wow. Well, I have so much of things to talk about. Inguf Moment. Inguf Moment is a massive, it's one of the sugyas. So the Chazanish says a different part. Chazanish says he doesn't want to go Dina Mechusadina. He wants to say that my Be'ah is only a minute. If the minute is to accept this thing as currency, so then Mamela has a Dina Gufay Moment Mamish. Right? So Mamela says that it's Shekman Arts Israel. Since the minute is to accept this as going currency, so Mamela has a dinner buffet moment. A dollar, Chazanish says, even though Lamais is something that's also accepted, even now it's less accepted as it used to be, is still called payers. It's not considered a mapeya, it's still considered not considered the gold currency. But Lagabi buffet moment, as long as the minig is accepted as currency, as legal tender, has a dinner moment, and it's called considered buffet moment. So Chazanish.
You $200,000 for a house, some cash, American dollars.
You cannot buy now.
You cannot buy
today a house.
It's about to take it from you.
It's against the law, I think. It's against the law?
Yes. You cannot buy a house with all
the money. You got the law. The guy's taking money from you or not?
But he'll go and change it. Whatever, it's not again. Its value is in shekels. Its value is not in dollars. Anyway, so. Well, the Chazanish learns up that the pshat is that if the minig is to be taken like that, then that's the story. So, there's a machlokes in the Chazanish and the Chazam Sefer. I didn't theorize the Chazam Sefer says that since the whole var is al tina machusa dina, so Mela was negated the din of dina machusa as a din of gufei moment, as a din of a mapeya. That's considered gufei moment. Gabi dina de rekia, which is more like he says with dogma. He says Pidna Ben is the one example that the Chassam Sefer gives that really Hakadosh Baruch Hu deserves the five slum, because he's the one that was matzel kol b'char baris mitzrayim. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu kavyochol deserves the five stella, five shkolim. He went ahead and he was mishuchad rachman, mishuchad gavaya was machten to the kayanim. So the Mela says the Chassam Sefer, since the whole din of Pidna Ben is again din of the regia. So the Mela, you can't do Pidna Ben with money. That's what the Chassam Sefer says. Pidna Maaseh Sheni is Beinai Levein Chol. trying to get the pay the money off my machine. It's mom and kayin and whatever it is, mom and your mom, in order to get it to be paid there for eating your shalayim. So that's considered dina derikia, dina da ara. Okay, now then, some sefer comes out, Allah lemaisa, that you're not allowed to go ahead and be paid there with paper money. And that's why the minhag ha'olam is, because of the some sefer, that when it comes to pidin aben, not to use currency, but rather they use silver coins. I think it's not holy strong to do that. They don't just give money. So the Chazanish is right to say, as long as it's accepted minhag, that's enough. So mainly he says it's much to be paid the kid also with money, with currency, with dollar bills.
According to
the Chazanish. Yeah. See, but he said the tifa vart. You really have to know. He says that when he's mazver, why the minhag ha'olam is kaver, what's considered gufay mamon. He said, he says, why is gold, everyone's masking gold is gufay mamon, right? Gold is worth a lot of money. How much is gold now? $1,200 for an ounce. A lot of money. But, and that's gufay mamon. Everyone knows that a bar of gold is considered gufay mamon. What made gold money? Who decided?
Hashem decided.
No, there's no Shavuos. You can't eat the gold. There's no Shavuos.
What gave him money? What gives it Shavuos? What gave it Shavuos?
It's also
the Nelem.
Diamond is good.
Also, of course, it's Gufei Mammon. It's the same thing.
So he says,
the Zev, the Etzim, you know, when you think about it, Tifsa, the Chazanesh, the Etzim, it doesn't have a value. People decide that this is a precious metal. So Mamela, he says, well, Raya, when his Raya is, he says, let me ask you, Bizman B'tzayrus Le'olayim. He says, people can be the richest people in the world. But he said, they'll throw their gold away because there's no use for it in the club. So gold only becomes useful in the Zman of Maestras. When people when there's Maestras and the standard of living rod goes up, then money becomes more valuable because you can buy more things with the money. And you can afford to buy more things with the money. But if you can't get basic needs with your money, you can't buy food because food is not available. Right, there was no rain, there was no food, they weren't able to harvest. The Arba came. So you can have a machsan full of gold bars. It's not going to help. It's not going to help. So your gold is not right. It doesn't help. It's not going to help you in the club. So he says that gold is not worth money. Elamai, what's the pshat? Since people accept gold and to be valuable at a certain price, so you know, that becomes a value. So same thing by money, there's no difference.
The Rambam said it, the same holds that they must have done. The Elul is accepting this
as they're chuyif to accept. It's not shat to the minna. Kol they're chuyif to accept. It's a male's din of gufei mamon. So Chazanish says no. It's not totally in what the government decides. It's totally what the minna of Elul is. Minna of Elul is accepted as Eidim. That's enough. It's two different mahalim. Okay. Now that's the gabe cash. So the avada kol everyone I know. Paskin that cash is considered gufei mamon. I understand that there are paskin out there that say cash is not gufei mamon.
Like kimli,
and the shalos whether you can say kimli on it. I know Rameir Arik and Imri Yasher says you can't say kimli like it because right paskin hold that is considered gufei mamon. But it could be there. You'll find you may find some scattered paskin out there that say you can say kimli even on a bundle of cash. Okay, let's start with that. Because Lamaisa the cash at the end of the day, like I said, that I started, so our concern is that it should be considered Ingufei Mamon. Now let me just discuss Hanal, what's considered Ingufei Mamon, what's considered Ingufei Mamon. So there are things that are the Verpashim Bar that are considered Ingufei Mamon. Ludogma, a check. A check is the Verbar, is considered Ingufei Mamon. Even though in Eretz Yisrael it's possible to pass checks on, but the value of the check has nothing to do with anything.
I can pay you the check.
Yeah, right. You can pay. It doesn't make it gufei mamon because the check.
There was this old bill.
It's not. Check
is
access. Check is access to someone's bank account. That's representative.
Hira.
Whatever you want to say, whether you want to say.
The bank check is gufei mamon.
Bank check. Bank check also is probably a hayra that you can collect from the bank's reserves. That's all. It's not the hefta.
That's a currency back then also the same thing. No, it wasn't.
That's the chetam sefer. He says it wasn't like that. If you don't want to take someone's check because you think he's not a reliable person, you can prove he's not a reliable person. You don't have to take it. Right. But cash, you will have to. Right? Because cash is accepted currency. That's what the Chassam Sefer says. So he says this already. He says personal checks. He said,
that's
Muslim. It's considered not Gufei Mamon. A person loses a check, he's fucked. Okay, that's. Or Shem, check, you're fucked. So let's discuss a couple of things. A couple of challenges I want to discuss that are very big. Okay, let's say. Let's go through a couple of things. I want to think about it. And I thought about all these things for a while to figure out whether the Gufei Mamon, a credit card, what do you say? Lend someone a credit card, he loses it. Gufei Mamon or not Gufei Mamon?
Sure not.
Was it better than credit?
What do you mean?
Was it better than a check?
If you can't answer in 10 seconds this question, that means you didn't think about it. Let me just tell you, I'm not talking about that the person will use the credit card and be master to do money. That's nothing to do with my shiloh. That's not the shiloh that we're talking about. What I'm talking about, let's say, it's not said again in America. Here it is. In America, all credit cards are free replacements. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's to be 15 shekels for a replacement credit card. Does the guy have to pay 15 shekels for a replacement credit card, yes or no? He lost you a credit card. But the question, a credit card definitely is worth 15 shekel. That's for sure. The card, the plastic itself is worth 15 shekel. The shiloh is the plastic card in Gufei Mamon or is Gufei Mamon?
You took it more than 15 shekel?
No, 15.
So that's not as a 15 shekel.
No, it's in Gufei Mamon. You can't be the vehicle of that either. The same way, if you
say my 200 shekel bill is worth half a shekel, cost
no,
half a shekel.
No. So that's for sure. But the price can say that that's worth. That's called Gufei Mamon, and even though it's only paper, but it's worth 200 shekel. Okay. But here, the shekel is what's a credit card? The credit card is just to get you money, so even the 15 shekel you don't have to pay.
Because
it's Gufei Mamon. The same way you don't have to pay.
So I don't have to pay the amount which
the replacement.
I don't have to pay. But why don't I have to pay the etzim chikis which was mazik?
Because once it's in Gufei Mamon, you don't have to pay for that.
Yeah.
It's not nichol shmir. That's the whole thing.
I can't say why we're different than a check, though.
Huh?
I can't say why we're different than a check.
Why you can't be different than a check?
Why are we different? It's like, both things represent money.
So the question is, what the pool of a credit card is? What's the pool of a credit card?
It's a hurrah. When I go to the store, it's a hurrah. They can take money from my bank or the other works. They take money from. I'm asking them at the end of the month, I'll pay them money.
Same like we say the star. We say a star is worth money. Not that it's worth 15. But you could sue this, right?
Is to collect $200, so even Los Alpitos Chusa you don't have to pay. Right? That's what you're saying. Because it's the Smai from Shmir. That's the whole part of this, of Shabbing the Smai from Shmir. The whole part of Shabbing the Smai from Shmir means that even though it has a valuable to be Tzuchusa, since the Iker Shim, which is not for that, so a male, you're going to be potter with Gamri. It doesn't make a difference. You weren't Mazik, it was of Shia. So the question is, at the end of the day, if I'm Mazik, then you start clearing. At the end of the day, the Shaila is whether, since this thing was the Smai, since Iker Shimush is only to get a hold of money, so Mil is totally mismatched from Shmir, even clapping the part that's not, because that's not a Shemosh. That's what's inspired. That's what's in the war. You don't have to even pay the 50 agarot that it costs also for Tzukus. Like every check costs.
Then he goes with all these cards.
So a credit card, I saw the price to say a credit card, the taich in a credit card. Let me get everything you have to go into what the taich is. A credit card is just. It's just a card of identification. You have to identify yourself that you're this person. Mamela, they're willing to pay money for you. So all it is really is to identify yourself. It's to identify that you are who you are, and Mamela, they're willing to lend out money for you. So that's all credit card is. That would be Gufei Mamon. What about a Rafkaf?
It is called Gufei Mamon?
Yeah, because that's all credit. Credit card is not to access money. Credit card is to identify yourself. What do you hear? That's what I finally wanted to say.
That's what he's
saying. It's not true. It's also Hira. Just identify yourself.
The question is, what is the heart of it? That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It's not
so. I'm telling you what the Rafkaf said. What is the tachlis of a credit card? It knows, what is a credit card there for? Credit card is to identify, to say that I am who I am. Stay there, because that's only to make sure the credit card is not a to take money. It's just identification that you are this person, so maybe we are willing to be your arif. your ability to lay out money.
Why is that?
That's
money?
It.
Why is it money?
So in the middle of, if that's all a credit card is, then all it is an identification card. Identification card can shoot by school for a moment. Right?
Why?
Oh, it costs you money to make the card. The card
money itself costs money. You and the purpose of the card is a card LA.
So that's you said, according to you, then the same thing goes for those who should be worth money.
Right?
That's
the shiloh. It's a old shiloh about a passport. A very old shiloh about a passport. What the numbers of a passport is.
My passport.
But that's not the figure is to identify yourself.
What is
passport is very, there's a shalomation already about a passport. But a passport, I don't understand already all this stuff, because then it was different. There they said, you can sell the passport, you can put other pictures, you know, they're handling other stores out of thing again nowadays. Okay, I do one time. I want to, first of all, let me get shwashla. What about a rafkaf? We're holding rafkavs now. What's the halacha about a rafkav? You lend a rafkav to someone, gone. Do you have to reimburse him? So there's two shilohs really. If you reimburse him for the card, because a replacement card costs money. And what about the fact that there was money on the card?
What did they replace
the card? You did. You said it too quickly. Okay, I'm serious. I think about it. What's a rafkav? Why does a rafkav let you on a bus?
It's not identified.
It's
money.
It's a raya that you paid for the trip.
Yeah,
I think that's what Rav got. I decided it was what Rav got is. That's what it is.
You get your mind.
Is that what it is? A Fabi Gross is master, then that's what it is. Is that money? That means you laid out money. A Kartis Viyad. Remember that mole 2 years ago? Kartis Viyad, what was that? Is that complete moment or not? I paid 55 shekel for a Kartis Viyad. The bus driver punch. I lent it to someone. And this not much happens. It's not a joke. This happens. Rafkav is not whatever, but with the kartis yod, you lend it to someone, comes home, gone. Chayv or pater? He lost it. Aveda. Shoyl, aveda. Chayv. Question is he chayv to pay? Yes or no? Is it a shtar? And he's pater? Because it just represents something, you know, that whatever, or it's mamish, or it's gufay mam and mamish. So the pshad is, I think it's mamish shtar. And also, I think a rafkav is just a shtar.
Because why? Because it's raya.
It's a raya. I need a raya that I prepaid over here. I need a raya that I prepaid. So this is a raya. This card is a raya that I prepaid. So I think you're potter.
There's a rafkav like that also. A rafkav, you have money in the system.
Right,
it's more than that. A rafkav, you put it through the computer, they say because you have a rafkav, you can get the trip for 5 shekels instead of 7 months. So
but I paid for that trip already.
It has a rebbe.
That's not that I paid for already. The rafkav is a ride that I paid for the trip. I mean, these are things that have to be mavar. I think a rafkav.
Sometimes they reimburse you. If you go down, you buy a new rafkav. They'll reimburse you for all the visit, all the rides.
Right, because they have a ride that you paid for.
So you have to pay for those trips. I'll use them because
they're so right. So that's the reason why you want a bus with a rafkav. It's not because the chetz is money.
But there's two things. Also, it identifies who you are. I can't use your rafkav.
It's not so far either, but.
I can't use your rafkav.
Okay.
So that was
that's a
tenai.
I don't think that's a
that's a. That's a reason to take my credit card. If I give my credit card to somebody else, I'm going to go ahead and use it. So he's not me, and he officially represents me.
No,
first of all,
I'm not sure if Alpidin, you Be'etzem, are able to transfer a credit card to someone else and let him sign your name. I'm not 100% sure whether that works. You're bichayev. Unless you claim that there was fraud. But Be'etzem, someone else can sign your name on a credit card.
That's
even more and more.
That also is that he signed
something. So those places, right, those places can lose their money. Because they don't have your signature. Right? You can always, whenever you don't sign, you can always sign a fraud, and there's nothing they can do about it.
So
nothing.
Somebody else will take my card and swipe it.
A ticket, to a sporting event. What do you say about
that? It's a riot that I paid.
I didn't say so. So do you lose it?
Everything's a riot now.
No, it's not true.
Oh, Okay, fine. So far, I hear that's first.
Then I hear also that that's a raya. Because the pshat is I paid. I need a raya that I paid. What's different? I think a lottery ticket is not.
It's
called not gufei mamon. If someone loses, he's potter.
Because
I think a lottery ticket is gufei mamon. What do you say?
So
why do you think the chetz is worth money? It's not a raya I paid for a ticket because there's numbers, there's a scratch off on it.
The chetz is worth money.
And Shabbos, what it's worth? How much? I paid. I went to Pinat HaMazel and I bought a lottery ticket.
No.
Right? If that lottery ticket cost me 5 shekel,
really?
If I give it to someone else,
you think it's $100 though?
Huh?
You think with the winning numbers, it's like
with winning numbers, I'm not getting into winning numbers.
Oh, that
no, the value, no.
Yeah.
If you say it's only worth clapping winning numbers, then you start clarifying with incomplete the moment or not. I don't think that's the truth. The truth is that this lottery ticket is worth money. Someone calls me up and says, "Can you please do me a favor? Please buy me a lottery ticket on the way to Yeshiva." So I stop in Pinat HaMazel on the way to Yeshiva. I buy him a lottery ticket. On the way, it falls out of my pocket. So if I belong to him right away, I'm Shem Achinam. So I'm Chater anyway, maybe. But let's say I'm Pesheya. But so am I chayav to give it, to buy him a lottery ticket or not? So I think yes. Because the numbers, it's not a raya that I bought a lottery ticket. The numbers, the scratch off, whatever lottery ticket it is, it's worth money.
It's
worth 5 shekel.
It's a raya. Then I bought it.
It's a schuss,
right? So it's a raya that I have a
schuss in that luxury. It's not schuss. There's numbers on it. There's a scratch up on it that's worth money.
What's it worth?
Whatever it costs.
That's not the whole thing. It's just
But people are willing to pay 5 shekel for it in order to have that to get that schuss.
They're willing to make my check also.
No, but that the check is only worth copy this here. That's what Zach is worth because potentially I can win. Right now, it's worth this amount of money. Right now, it's worth 5 shekel.
I can sell someone else 5 shekel.
It's worth 5 shekel, and it's worth the etzem. It's not shat. It's worth because it's a rye I bought, or I could be gaiva and things like that. It's worth right now. Has a shot. The guy there's a shul sandwich about it. He says it's for fun. This is not money. The Yavis talks about lottery tickets, right? Lotteries. No, the people were gambling already for thousands of years. I don't know when they invented the lottery, but the Yavis already talks about the lottery ticket, and he said the lottery ticket is called Gufei Mamon, and the middle you can be chayiv to if a shmir on that type of thing. I'm saying no. So that would be considered Gufei Mamon. What else do we have? We have some other good shots.
What's the passport?
Huh?
Passport.
Or is even that
I think the password now is
also so right. So right, make your right way. Take a second and go through the customs. Who I am?
See, this is the shy lot. Where things that where I'm not 100% sure. Okay? A key to someone's house is kufay moment or not kufay moment? About it's kufay moment. Whatever the key's worth, I think it's kufay moment, right?
I mean, 3 or 4 shekels.
Yeah, whatever.
Cool.
It's only the
key
with the lock. It's not the key with the lock. I know the Nesivis, and I know the Tyson Subis. Okay, fine, but let's say right place and hold it, you have to pay for a key. Okay? So it's Gufei Mamon. What about a hotel electric key? Electronic key? Gufei Mamon, not Gufei Mamon. You know what I'm talking about? A card? Let's get into a hotel room.
Yeah. So what's the case? So you have someone's card?
Yeah.
They have to pay money if they lose it, or
whatever it is.
It opens the door.
So, what is it?
Why is it different than a key?
So, it's Gufei Mamon.
Should be. No, it works, it opens the door.
So, the Shema Shaila is what's a passport? Passport is a key to get me go to Makam Makam, or just a raya of who I am, and they look on the computer and say, oh, you're a citizen. It's a key, you know? Passport's like a key. It's a key to get me
to
get.
You come it up, then, you know.
That's
a question. That's a shaila. If someone loses your passport, it costs you $150 to replace it. Is he mechuyev to pay? Is it just chat that it's identification?
You could have brought your driver's license.
If it's identification, let's see, but not driver's license.
It is.
To pay. So
right.
Not to pay.
Shad is that it's only a raya that this is who I am, and the middle is not for etzem.
That's
what
you said. My credit card. It's a raya.
Yeah,
that's cool.
No, but there the shad is right.
And I'm thinking about it. What else is not my passport? If it's a key, I have to pay. If it's a raya, why I must have to pay? That's what I understand. Then. I'm not confused.
Do you want to be confused?
No, we say it both.
No, they both.
Well, I think a pes was called was gufei mammon, maestro. But what was the tzad that pes was not gufei mammon?
Because it wasn't doing anything.
Because be'etzim is not worth it. Be'etzim is not worth it.
Piece of paper, just a piece of paper.
American pes, you can't.
Most places can hold that it's gufei mammon.
Legally speaking, you have to sell anything. They do it anyway. American pes would change it.
Definitely not gufei mammon.
Huh?
So right, it was pay money. So right,
change to
the certificate. So that's common.
Then part of the company.
This certificate is
not common.
It's just like a check. Right, so it's a right.
Then right, you gave money.
Someone gave money for you, and you can use this to get. I think it's all
that. Yeah, is the admission pass to like a amusement park or something like that?
Yeah, so that's also I think in good for money. Just a ride that you paid.
Why not? It's a baseball ticket. Baseball ticket.
It's a ride that you paid. That's it.
But the star, we said.
Right.
Right,
that's why someone asked me about this. It's the gay of the amusement parks. If you leave and you want to come back in, so you have to have your thing. So if someone lost it, then it's angle for a moment, I think.
I guess they target all these types of retail departments they have to go buy a $20 credit
card. Oh, right, call it like these vanilla, these prepaid right. Credit cards. It's angle for a moment, but copy the money.
Wait, you make a good point. What was there between in
the right? Anything right. Prepaid, and the way to get it is right. With the right, just the right.
Right,
it's very smart. I need to prove that I have access to this money. How do I prove it? With this magnetic strip.
But why right? I can sell this car to somebody else?
That doesn't help. That's
why not? Just like I sell lottery ticket, you're not going
to. No, don't get confused. Check if it's sell also. That's not what's conveyed. Selling is not what's conveyed for mom. The question is how you access the value of this thing. If you access the value of this thing, it knows the end value. Why it's worth money. Why could you sell it? The reason why you can sell it because it represents money that's going to be in Gufay Mammon. So that's true. You can sell tickets also. You can sell tickets to ball games that are worth $100.
Right.
They just had a Super Bowl. You know how much a ticket costed? Right? Thousands of dollars. So, it's Gufay Mammon and Gufay Mammon. Why is this a ride that I paid $1,000 to sit in the press box?
What is Gufay Mammon?
Gufay Mammon is
what's not just a ride? Which I understand is not just a ride. The
lottery ticket is
the thing itself. Not only because it's
shavuos,
the thing itself has a shavuos.
What does it do with the identification of the worth? Like identification that you paid, or identification of who you are. These are the things all identifying.
No, the value. Your credit card. The whole value is identification, and that's it, really. But when you have a gift card, the value is not the identification. The value is the money that's on it, right? That's the thing over here.
The value is the money.
Right, exactly.
The credit card shows you who you are.
No, credit card, right? That's it. So what's the difference? That's Gufay Mammon. That makes Gufay Mammon. The fact that it shows me, showing me that I paid, means that the reason why I'm able to get into this game is because I paid. So Mamela, that's in Gufay Mammon. It's a raya that I paid. My credit card. It's not a raya that I paid anything. It's a raya that I am who I am. So that's what you get.
That's all the thing. It has like a very advanced and sends your name in there.
So is that?
So it's a credit card. Why not? It says who you are.
That's not the reason why you're getting into the baseball game. The reason I get into the baseball game is because you paid.
No.
The reason why you're using this credit card is because you are who you are. It's a whole different thing. It's not because I paid.
Well, that's the thing. It's very magnetic and you.
Who cares?
You're using the computer.
That's not the point.
Who you are.
They give for every 100 shekel they give you a punch. And
right.
That punch is
right, they give you 100 shekel. Yeah.
Okay. Look at that.
So now you lost your punch or you lost your card?
Lost the card, yeah.
That's okay.
Hey, look at that.
So you lost it, I could sell to somebody else.
It's
now.
Worth money. Is it's worth money right now?
You pay the money, this card.
Eventually, guys, right now. It's not shot that there's a chayiv. It's not shot that they have a chayiv to me. Etzem Zach is worth money.
It's like lottery tickets.
Yeah, Etzem Zach is worth money.
Right. So it looks like right now.
Think about it.
Right now. Is
that the case?
Because the whole tachlis of the card is not mitzvah the money that I'm able to produce with the card. It's not the identification shabbat
and therefore it's
gufa. That's the tachlis of the card, nothing more. There's nothing more.
That's true. I don't
that's
true.
That's what I'm telling you.
You know what's
the
credit card is?
What's the shit?